The White House says Iraq's declaration of its weapons capability has serious omissions and problems. The United States and the other four permanent members of the United Nations Security Council have been analyzing the declaration, which totals more than 12,000 pages since it was handed over by Iraq a week and a half ago. But U.S. officials insist the administration will be careful and deliberate in taking the next steps, which could lead to a declaration of war. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Vicky, has the United States concluded that Iraq is in material breach of the U.N. resolution?
No, they haven't, at least not publicly, which is really quite interesting because, according to one senior administration official who wouldn't speak for attribution, the gaps in this declaration are huge, and they're in all areas, chemical, biological, nuclear weapons, as well as ballistic missiles. And at the White House today, Ari Fleischer, the president's spokesman, was, you know, asked about these things. Are you declaring material breach? And he sort of sidestepped the issue and simply warned that the president is not bluffing when he threatens military action and regime change in Iraq if Saddam Hussein refuses to disarm.
The United States insists it has evidence that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Given that and the alleged omissions in the weapons declaration, what's the administration waiting for?
U.S. officials say that Washington really needs time to analyze the documents further. They haven't had them that long. It's a huge amount of material. And they say that the administration now plans to rank what they consider to be the omissions in terms of how egregious they are, and then to come up with some sort of strategy, you know, for presenting the proof that the United States' allegations concerning the omissions are correct. And U.S. officials say that that probably will involve some sort of sharing of intelligence, but that gets into that very sensitive territory, and that any decisions about sharing intelligence probably would be done after consultation with U.S. allies, primarily the British. And publicly, administration officials, most recently Secretary of State Colin Powell this afternoon, say that the president is still very committed to trying to work within the United Nations to bring about Iraq's disarmament, and they want to give that process time to work.
Okay, so what's the next step?
The White House and State Department say they're waiting to hear the preliminary assessment of the Iraqi declarations by the UN officials who are leading the weapons inspections effort, which is underway in Iraq. Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei are scheduled to share their conclusions with the full UN Security Council tomorrow in New York. Administration officials say that the U.S. ambassador to the UN, John Negroponte, as well as Secretary of State Powell, then will offer the preliminary American assessment, which is expected to be much harsher, at least in its implications, than that offered by Dr. Blix. Other Security Council members also will have, you know, the opportunity to offer their views.
The Europeans, certainly France and Russia, which are permanent members of the Security Council, seem to have a much higher threshold for war than Washington does. What's it going to take to convince them?
If the United States has convincing intelligence, that would be one way. But, of course, that gets into, as I said, rather delicate territory. But the approach the U.S. seems to be using is that they're putting pressure on the U.N. weapons inspectors to use all of the tools at their disposal to come up with a smoking gun. And that includes especially taking Iraqi scientists and their families outside of Iraq, interviewing them, because the general opinion is that that is the best way to come up with conclusions. Inclusive information about what is in Iraq's arsenal.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.